My name is Josh Withers. This is a little show. The title kind of gives it away. This is about getting married and planning a wedding for the rebels, the people that don't want to do things the same as everyone else, the people that don't mind making their own path, as Steve Jobs called you, the crazy ones. Welcome to The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. Today, we're talking about, first of all, can I just introduce you to the fabulous Queenstown? How good's this? If you're watching the video, you can see it. If you're not watching the video, you're missing out. Go to YouTube and Facebook and you can enjoy that stuff. But I wanted to talk about an email from the sweetest girl. She saw me at her cousin's wedding. She's been to a few weddings, but only one's really stood out for me in terms of celebrants, and that was me when I did her cousin's wedding, which is lovely. And thank you for those any kind words anyone says. Like, it's just good for my soul. But she moves on and says, anyway, my partner and I plan to be married in December 2024. So in 5 years and 7 months' time. And I'd love it if you were our celebrant, which, can I say, thank you. Like, that's such an honor. And if you're the person watching this, please take this with the best of hearts. But I also wanted to talk to the many other people that actually email me regularly and say, we're getting married in 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And I just wanted to lovingly, encouragingly, nicely say, don't. And what I'm saying, I'm not saying don't email me, please. Like, email the heck out of me. But the whole idea with planning a wedding is to get married. Although you can really get focused on the wedding, that the wedding is not the thing, the marriage is the thing. And I would hate to see someone delay getting married so far so they could have that hashtag perfect wedding. So they could have that wedding that was awesome, the wedding that everyone talks about, the Kim K flowers and the $1 million dress. That all of those things, they come and they go. The Kim K flowers die. The dress, you put it back in the bag and look at it, or you'll sell it, or you'll give it away. They're all lovely things, but that day that is your wedding day, that comes and that goes. The bigger thing, the much more beautiful thing, the thing that really matters is your marriage. And so I'm not in no way asking people to rush into marriage, but try and find a balance between getting married tomorrow and getting married in 5 years. Many of you know we gave birth to our baby girl Luna last year, and I feel like 9 months was a really nice amount of time to go from not knowing we were pregnant to having a baby. There's time to prepare and think and, like, prepare a room, buy the things you need to buy, like Brit's body, going through all of the things that a pregnant body goes through, and me emotionally, spiritually getting ready to become a father. Like, 9 months was a nice amount of time. And I'm not going to say 9 months is the perfect amount of time to go from, I think I want to spend the rest of my life with you, to getting married, but it's a good starting point. She goes on in the email to talk about how we're not even engaged yet. Being engaged doesn't matter. Like, it's not a thing. He asked, she asked, whatever. Just, if you really look at what matters in life, obviously you do want to ask, you want to get that consent. But if you're in this stage where you're emailing a celebrant, you probably know you want to spend the rest of your life with this person. So I didn't want to just kind of sit here and just shitbag someone for emailing for about a wedding in 5 years, but actually provide some context for how to get that hashtag perfect wedding in a time frame that's not really weird, but in a way that you can also do. So I want you to do something amazing, but also I want you to do something that happens sooner rather than later. And a lot of that's just about expectations. And what are you expecting to happen at your wedding? Because it's just a 24-hour period of your life where you celebrate how good it is that you two guys love each other. Do you need to have 200, 300, 400 people there? Because that's probably one of the biggest costs of the wedding is catering. And I'm not saying get a cheap caterer, because don't. Like, it's terrible. Get a great caterer that charges top price. Like, it'll be the best thing you ever did. But maybe you don't have to have 100 or 200 people there. Maybe your mum's neighbour you've never met doesn't have to come. Maybe the cousin that you've never met but your friend's on Facebook doesn't need the invite. Maybe the guest list could be a little bit more achievable, because that guest list is the simplest multiplier of expense. You just get the $200 catering cost, x 100, boom, oh my god, we just spent 20 grand. And you might see 20 grand and say, I can't do that, I need to save for 5 years, which is the thing that the person in the email was really intelligent and wise in picking up, is that we wanted to have this wedding and we don't want to go into debt for it, A plus for not going into debt, and we also didn't want it to bankrupt us today. So they've obviously found a figure, whatever that is, $10,000, $50,000, $100,000, and going, well, we can save x per week, just simple math. Well, that means we're having a wedding in 5 years. So just find a wedding that accurately and beautifully celebrates you both, so that you can get married sooner and still have a meaningful and a purposeful and a beautiful day. I'm so for having a beautiful day. And you know what? It might be that you wanted me to be a celebrant, you just can't afford me. And if that's the case, like, reach out and say something. But I understand if you hire someone else. And it might be that you don't get the Kim K wall, but you just get a photo of it. You print it out on A4. I joke, but aim for a manageable wedding you can have sooner so you can begin your marriage. Don't spend the next 5 years of your life. Don't spend 5 to 10% of your life planning for a day. Because I can guarantee you that you'll be sick of talking about it. Your partner will be so sick of talking about it. And everyone around you, do you really want to spend the next 5 years of your life having people like, how's the wedding going? How's the planning? All of the opinions and the family opinions and mum arguing about where who comes and nip it in the butt, get it over and done with. Have an awesome day. Do it sooner. It doesn't have to be 9 months. It can be whatever you can manage. And that whole budgeting practice of like, well, we want to spend this, this, or this, this, we want Josh and this photographer and then blah, blah. And that costs 20 grand and we can save X per week. Then that's good math. But anything more than 2 years, I'd say you're dedicating far too much of your life to getting married and not enough of your life to being married. My name's Josh Withers. Big shout out to Harley from Bob Creative holding cameras today as we stand here in Queenstown. And you've been watching The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for enjoying. Share with everyone. Make sure other people see this so that they can have an awesome wedding too.